And the next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 15-0 overall and 2-0 in conference action. Michigan plays Nebraska and Ohio State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is John Beilein.
Hi, Coach. This is Valerie on the teleconference. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Coach, we're all ready for you. If you'd like to give a couple opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Okay. We're pleased to get through the first two games of the Big Ten schedule with a couple of wins. You know, one of the things that we all know is you need to get some road wins and then hold serve at home if you have any aspirations of being at the top of this league. So happy we are off to that start, but got another challenge Wednesday, and then before we talk again on Sunday. So we're back at it with this will be our third game in 6 days. So we gotta just keep on grinding away.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Glenn Robinson III was your third freshman to be named Freshman of the Week in the Big Ten. Could you just talk a little bit about that class as an entirety and how they're making contributions right away?
Well, let me talk about Glenn Robinson first, because he is just doing so many things for us that are behind the scenes that I don't think people realize. His instincts, we're playing so much off his instincts, some of the things that we're trying to do with him. And, you know, where we run some very set looks that option out very quickly. He reads options as well as anybody that we've had as a freshman. So he's really been helpful. But all the freshmen there, they all came in, thank goodness, with a great attitude, and they've adjusted very, very well to college basketball.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from one of Dick Jandel, KLMS Radio.
Coach, could you talk a little bit about playing Nebraska and how you look at the game with the Cornhuskers?
Well, we just got done with the game, too, as they did. So I've only watched – I watched their game live last night and watched their game against Ohio State this morning. And I see a team that really plays great defense. They really – just watching them play right now, you got to work to score. Looks like a team that is with seven or eight players playing, and they're basically only two or three returning players, is finding really good timing for a group that's in transition with a new coach and that transition. So if you look at their schedule thus far, they've played a challenging schedule. They've started out with two really outstanding teams in our league, with Ohio State and Wisconsin. And, you know, I know they'll be a challenge for us.
Are you very familiar with the new coach at Nebraska, Tim Miles?
The only thing that I know about Tim Miles is he's a St. Louis Cardinal fan like I am. So I know he's got to be a good guy.
What advice would you give him moving into a situation where he's obviously rebuilding?
Well, I wish I could say to embrace the process, because the process is – I'd like to say that. I wish I had embraced it more, because those first few years are really – when you have it going like he had at Colorado State, and he comes in now, and to rebuild a program is a very difficult. But the journey is what you want to embrace, because when you get to some point where you've turned the program around and you feel like you're a real contender in the Big Ten, and which means you'd be a contender in the national picture, you got to remember how the work that you put in to get there. But that's hard to do, because it's all we're doing right now is, and we're doing it every day, is grinding away, just trying to make each day the best we can make it.
Your next question comes from line of Bob Baptist for the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, John. Is Trey Burke playing even better than you thought he could be at this point in his sophomore season, and what's the next step for him beyond this?
You know, he is every day there's some things he does in practice that are that are the ones that the truly great college players do. And I'm not talking about some incredible one-on-one move, which he's talented in. I'm talking about leadership, focus, emphasis on defense, emphasis on picking up his teammates. Those are the things that I think have fed this fed his journey right now, where he is now, you know, really playing well, probably playing as well as anybody in the league, if not the nation, because he's really has things in great perspective. What's most important, and that's the team. And as a result, his numbers are really incredible because of his focus on his teammates. And for young players to do that, and they're fresh, that's more junior senior type of attitude. For someone to do that as their sophomore is really it tells a lot about who he is.
Your next question comes from the line of Ben Cohen with the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, John. I know winning every game, especially in the Big Ten, is hard enough on its own, but it's been almost 40 years now since the last undefeated team in the sport, as I'm sure you know. I was wondering whether you thought there was anything about college basketball itself that's made it harder to, you know, have a perfect season these days.
I have never thought about that at all, and I probably will never think about it, but now that you've made me think about it, you know, I think that it is a you know, the challenge right now makes it very hard that you have the team that you play more games. Number one, that you know, when I was first coaching in Division II, and I think Division I was pretty much the same. You know, you were playing 25 or 26 games, and now with the 31 games, it seems like everybody plays. There's so many more stumbling blocks to go along the way. There was times before that someone would play a very soft schedule before they got to the league schedule. And if anybody wants to get in the NCAA tournament, you better play good teams outside your conference. So I think those two things have made it virtually impossible for anyone to, you know, go through a season without a loss. Could it happen? It may again, but it's obviously very difficult.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for thinking on the fly like that.
Your next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with MLive.com.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Nick.
Hey, I know you kept talking about how you don't care about the 15-0 start or the ranking or any of that, but 16-0 would tie a record. It would put you guys in history at Michigan. Does that mean anything to you? Have you talked about that at all as far as being a historical situation?
You know, what we've talked about was being 1-0 in the Big Ten and now 2-0 in the Big Ten. So we're going to be talking about being 3-0 in the Big Ten. That will be the main focus for what we're doing. You know, I think all those things are really, you know, someday I think I'll place higher value on any, if we achieve any, you know, records. That's when we'll put some merit to them. But right now, we're just trying to be 3-0 in the Big Ten. They're just trying to hold court at home.
Thank you.
So we have time for one or two more questions.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. All right, bye.